Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. Gino, turn off your mic, please. All right. That's better. Or not. I'm hearing a lot of weird stuff. Is that better? All right. Done. Good. Well, there you go. Professionalism at its best. Welcome. Imagine what it would be like if it was live. But no, this is the recording. And no, we're not going to start it over again because we had an assigned time slot to record. We tried doing it live last week, flew a little too close to the sun, and fell back down to earth. Couldn't do it 2 weeks in a row. My wife didn't get home in time for me to make it to the studio. She works, I work. We're juggling kids out of school. It's fun. It's so much fun. But here we are. We are recording today. Today is December the 10th, the year of our Lord 2020. Yes, December the 10th. And, you know, I mean, it's no surprise. It's 2020. But, yeah, still no president. There is a lot going on that we're going to be discussing. But before we get into all of that, I would like for you to take a moment, either if you're listening to this as a recording, pause it and please say a prayer. If you're listening to it live at 6 p.m. Central, then please remember to do this after the program. But say a prayer for Sister Jeanette, Brother Douglas's wife. She's going through a very difficult time. She's in a lot of pain. So lift her up before the Lord. I would have mentioned this last week, but since we weren't here, I wanted to just take a moment and mention it this week because it's important. We are the body of Christ. And when one of us hurts, all of us hurt. And I know Sister Jeanette and I know Brother Douglas. We've met on a few occasions. Good people, godly people. And sometimes we go through trials and we go through hardships and we go through moments in life where, but by the grace of God, do we persevere and persist? Yes, godly people go through trials. Yes, righteous people go through trials. Only in Joel Osteen's world are we spared trials and tribulations if we wave a hand in church. Biblically speaking, there's no basis for that. The prosperity gospel is hogwash. It is a disaster that we have seen unfold within these United States for the last three decades. And we're about to reap the whirlwind on that one, kids, because I don't think that most people in this country understand what bad is or how bad it can get. But as I've said before, and as I will continue to say, if this thing does go sideways, you'll understand what I mean when I say bad. Let me just say that if ever under occupation you had, what, Instagram influencer or content provider or YouTuber or personal shopper, yeah, you're going to starve. Sorry, it's just the way it is. Hard people will survive. People that know how to survive will survive. But all of these tertiary quasi careers and occupations that have no substantive foundation to them, all of those people will either have to learn to eat their feelings, or stock up on hot sauce and learn to love the taste of shoe leather, because they're not going to have a lot of options. Let me just put it that way. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into what's happening in these United States, the fact that about 17 states thus far have filed a brief in the Supreme Court in support of Texas's request that the justices throw out the results of the presidential election in four other states that didn't support President Trump. So you got 17 states. We're going to do a breakdown of who these states are. It's illuminating. It's eye-opening, as it were, because you need to understand that the lines are being drawn, and you need to understand who's on whose side, and it's kind of funny, but you know what? Again, there's so much serious stuff going on that we need a little levity in our lives. We need to smile, unless you've gotten the corona vaccine, and then you've probably gotten Bell's palsy, and so you can't smile anymore. Have you heard that one? Oh, yes, fun. Let's get into that first, because, you know, we got to start somewhere. And by the time the hour is through, we will have covered some of the things that I wanted to talk about. Likely not all of the things that I wanted to talk about. But again, please, 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 please say a prayer for Sister Jeanette. Keep her in your prayers. May God give her comfort. May God give her healing. May God take away the pain. And pray for Brother Douglas, too. My wife has migraines. And thankfully, she hasn't had a really bad one in a really long time. I don't know if it's like a really – it's been about 6 months since she's had a really bad migraine. But I understand what Brother Douglas is going through as well as Sister Jeanette, because you feel so helpless. The person you love most in this world is suffering and you can't do anything about it. We went to – a couple of doctors back way when, and they said, no, there's really nothing we can do. We can do a CAT scan, see if it's a tumor. I said, blood of Jesus, it's not a tumor. She's had headaches and migraines for a long time, since she was a teenager. And it hurts. It hurts watching somebody you love hurt. And so say a prayer for Brother Douglas as well. It's not easy. What he's going through. And if you're listening to this, or if you're hearing this, Brother Douglas and Sister Jeanette, you're both in my prayers. And I will continue to pray for you. I remember, what, 5-6 years ago when we first met, when God first healed Sister Jeanette, they said she was terminal. They said she was, one foot out the door, as it were, and here we are, years and years later, and God is testing faith again, and his will be done. All we can do is pray and trust. With that, my kids keep me smiling, especially my three-year-old. She's just quirky, funny. That's the best way I can put it. And so every time she says something, it stirs a smile. But other than my kids, there isn't much to laugh about. But we need to be happy warriors. We need to have levity in our lives. Too many people walking around today as though it were the end of the world, and it might well be. However, we have a promise that when the end does come, on the other side, there will be one who will welcome us and who will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So there's a bright side even to the end of all things. There's silver lining even to this. But let's talk about the vaccine that everyone's supposed to take to do away with malady that has a 99.9% survivability rate, because what was it? I think 6 out of the first 1,000 people that took the vaccine apparently woke up with Bell's palsy. If you don't know what Bell's palsy is, it's basically when your facial muscles don't work anymore. So when everything's all droopy, when your face starts to droop. But You know, it's supposed to go away within 6 months. So you can just, I guess, wear a mask and no one will know your face is drooping for the next 6 months. So let's just unpack this, because I'm very curious how much and how hard they're going to push to mandate vaccines for one and all. It's going to start as a soft mandate where if you work for a multinational or if you work for a big corporation, they're going to wink, wink, say that you kind of need the vaccine in order to come into work. And when enough people don't show up to take it, then states will get involved. And if Mr. Robodeau Biden does take the oath of office on January 20th somehow, then it's probably going to be a federal mandate. Now, we don't know the long-term side effects of this. What we do know is that 6 out of 1,000 people already have the droopy face. But again, wear a mask and no one will know. So all this for something that has a survivability rate in the 99th percentile. In England, they're very proactive, as it were. And at their corona vaccine centers, I'm not kidding. This is a real story. You should look it up. The UK, or the United Kingdom, as it were. Now you know why we fought a revolutionary war, don't you? A war of independence against the English. Because apparently too much fish and chips makes you retarded. I know, it's not nice to say the word retarded. All right, mentally challenged. The UK requires resuscitation facilities at corona vaccine centers after allergic reactions. This is not a joke. This is not a headline from the Babylon Bee. Britain's National Health Service confirmed on Wednesday that it is deploying resuscitation facilities in coronavirus vaccination centers following the revelation. This is even better than Bell's palsy. For those of you that are entrepreneurially minded, I'd get on this. I don't have the time, but it's going to be a moneymaker. I took the COVID vaccine and all I got was Bell's palsy t-shirts. Sell like hotcakes. You're welcome. $1 million idea. I'll keep them coming, so you grab a pad and a paper or a pen and a pad, because these ideas are gold mines. I don't have the time. I like watching my kids grow, and I love sharing ideas, because if you become an entrepreneur and you're able to fend for yourself, you're able to earn your own living, you have a tent-making operation, whatever that tent might be, whatever it is you know to do with those two hands of yours, and you're not dependent on the system, on the government, on a multinational corporation to feed your kids, you will be able to avoid the vaccine long enough to see all the hellish secondary effects these things might have. Let's put it that way. Because apparently now, the Bell's palsy is I guess the hopeful thing that you can get. You can have a slouchy face or melty face or, you know, a face for 6 months, but at least you won't be suffering anaphylactic reactions. I kid you not, it has happened in Britain. Because, you know, Britain's rolling out them vaccines. So Wednesday, the National Health Service of Britain announced that it is deploying resuscitation facilities in coronavirus vaccination centers following the revelation that two healthcare workers suffered anaphylactoid reactions after receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine first day of the rollout. Now, one thing that I'm very curious about is two out of how many? That is a good question, isn't it? Two people suffered anaphylactoid reactions. But out of how many, sir? Because if it's 2 out of 10, 2 out of 50, 2 out of 100, I don't know if I'd be willing to take that gamble to avoid a little cough and a peaked fever. I'm just saying. But they're gonna try to spin this 10 ways from Sunday. I'm sure that at some point they're going to offer monetary remuneration or monies to people to take the vaccine. And there's going to be a lot of people that are hurting right now because, hey, governors playing at being dictators are shutting everything down again. And they'll offer money for you to inject something into your body that could give you, Bell's palsy for 6 months or put you into anaphylactoid shock. But hey, at least you won't get the coronavirus. It's just, they've beat this horse to death and they're still beating it. But my concern is that at some point, something a wee bit nastier is going to escape some bio lab in China. Something with teeth. And then we'll know what tyranny is. But let's continue with what's happening in England, because you know it's beautiful in England. It rains all the time. It's always cloudy. They have haggis. I guess that's Scotland. They have the other sausage, but I don't want to say it because some people will get angry because it's spotted something. There are people who are prone to clutching pearls that listen to this program, and I don't want to offend needlessly. If I have to offend, I will offend, but this would have been a needless offense. But yes, the English have horrible food, horrible weather, now we know why, we said freedom! Apparently that generation's dead and gone. All the people that liked their freedom so much that a tea tax was enough for them to start a war. Now you have just imbeciles playing at being governors, destroying people's livelihoods left and right. And they're starting, I think right now, at least in California and a couple of other places, people are fed up. They've looked at the numbers, they've crunched the data, as it were, and they realize, hey, you know, this for most people, unless you're really old or you have a pre-existing condition or you were on your way out anyway. I know that sounds mean and heartless, but nobody lives forever. And if you're 93 years old, go towards the light, for Pete's sake. You can't expect people to watch their children starve so that some 98 octogenarian or whatever they're called when they're 90 or 100, centennial, can feel safe at the local Stop and Go. I'm sorry. It's getting ridiculous. But it's not about protecting the old, and it's not about protecting those with pre-existing conditions. It's about power, naked, ruthless power. And so, now that they have an excuse to be tyrants, they're being tyrants. But back to jolly old England. I know they're the guys that have the big fur hats and they stand guard. By the way, I had to go to Chicago today. Me and the wife haven't been outside of our little town for a long time. We have to go to the Romanian consulate to do some paperwork. And I found this very telling. My little brother wrote my wife a text message. And he said, how was it being out of town? How was it going to the big city again? Was it exciting? And my wife said something very profound. She wrote him back. She said, it's like trying to remember somebody who died as being alive. And that hit me because I couldn't put it into better words, even though I would consider myself somewhat of a wordsmith. We walked through the Mag Mile today because that's where the Romanian consulate is. It's right on the Magnificent Mile, right on Michigan Avenue, where all the high-end shops and the high-end stores and everything is. And at any given moment, that place was packed before this past year. I mean, there was just a glut of people. You could never find parking. Everybody was walking around, bustling, restaurants, everything. And today, it looked like a ghost town. You had homeless people with masks on begging on the street corner, and that was about it. And the way she phrased it was just genius. It's like trying to remember somebody who's died when they were alive. Hotels are shut down in Chicago. We wanted to go get a cup of coffee because we had to wait for the paperwork to be processed. Nowhere to get a cup of coffee. The Hyatt was closed. Everything shut down. The only thing that was missing was the tumbleweeds. And every single one of these businesses that was shut down employed people. These are people that through their employment provided a roof over their family's heads and sustenance. Look, we haven't seen the beginning of bad yet. We're going to. And like I said, if under occupation you've ever had Instagram influencer, you don't know not to do nothing. You know, Felipe and Jorge and Jesus, the guys that, you know, with the leaf blowers and the weed whackers and the lawnmowers, the guys that the influencers look down on, they will out-survive you. If you're a content provider on YouTube or if you're a influencer or a personal shopper or a doggy groomer, there's going to be people eating their dogs. If this goes sideways, it's going to go sideways so quickly, it'll make your head spin. And if you don't know how to do something, if you have no skill by which you will provide or you can provide for your family, at least get out of the big cities, man. That brings to mind another point. I've had numerous individuals reach out wanting to invest in Bucket of Gruel. I'm sad to say that the money-gathering part of it, the crowdfunding has stopped for Bucket of Gruel. Oddly enough, it didn't require that much money. I broke open my kid's piggy bank, took out $3.28, and since the local movie theater closed down, bought out their popcorn buckets for the $3.28, and now everything else is gravy because that's the beauty of Bucket of Gruel. All you needed was the bucket. So no more crowdfunding on that. You no longer have the opportunity to get in on the ground floor, but the t-shirt thing is still a go. So just remember, write it down. I took the COVID vaccine and all I got was Bell's palsy. Genius. All right, let's get back to what's happening in England, and we're going to get into what's happening in these United States because right now 17 states have joined Texas's lawsuit filed with the Supreme Court because all it really took was these four, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And the citizenry of these other 17 states realize that they're going to have to suffer the consequences of what Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin did. And if it would have been above board, if it would have been a fair election, if, you know, like every other time, they would have cheated only so much and then realized we can't cheat too much because they'll notice. then it would have been fine. But it was so egregious this time that, yeah, they done got caught. If you want to know what I thought happened, go back to the November 4th, 5th, or 6th program, and I sort of detail what I thought at the time took place, and I still stand by that. I think that they just had too much ground to cover. They had too many votes to steal, and it was too out in the open. It was too in your face. Oh, by the way, apparently a member of the Intel Committee in Congress, one Mr. Swalwell, who also ran for president in 2016. He ran for the Democratic ticket now in 2020. It's fresh. Apparently, he got honey-trapped by a Chinese spy. Take that with Dianne Feinstein having a Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years, and you realize how compromised the power structure of this nation is. You also realize that given what's coming out now, apparently everybody wants to be a journalist now, wouldn't you know? They buried the story until after the election, and now, oh my goodness, Hunter Biden is linked to Chinese bribery? You don't say. But these stories were out. They just Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of them. YouTube, they censored every single person that tried to get this story out to the public before the elections. Because, as I've told you, it was never about Joe Biden. They're going to want to, if Joe Biden takes the oath January 20th, and it's still up in the air, to be honest with you, if he takes the oath of office, they're going to want to do away with him as quickly as possible. Because it was never about Joe Biden. It was about the socialist agenda, and the only person that will push that through is one Kamala, the woman who had to drop out first. During the Democrat debate, that's how popular she was. But they found a way to get her in there, didn't they? So I don't know. I'm thinking, what, Vice President Buttigieg? President Kamala Harris and Vice President Buttigieg. Then you shall know what persecution is. And for every one of you that justified a vote for your old insane Joe, Dementia Joe, because you know Trump is just so crass. When they come to your door and they say no more, don't complain to me. When you will know what persecution is firsthand, look in the mirror and understand that you had no one to blame but yourself. Live with it. But, like I said, not over yet. Let's get into what's happening in the UK, where, you know, you go to take your COVID vaccine and you hope for Bell's palsy. You're like, oh my goodness, fingers crossed, I hope my face goes limp. I hope I get droopy face for 6 months. Because, you know, I'd rather get that than anaphylactic shock or have an anaphylactoid reaction. And if you get droopy face, you probably already have a mask anyway. So there you go. Just put a mask on. No one will know. I'm sure your friends and neighbors will be suspicious. Hey, if you got the vaccine, why are you wearing a mask? I can't tell you that right now because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. Why are you talking funny? I can't tell you that right now either. Because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. But hey, you know, the vaccine will save us all, kids. Get in line. Be the first to get your hot shot. Oh, did you know you can't sue them? If you have a reaction, if you start growing horns out of your head, if you start growing a nose on your cheek, you can't sue anybody. You just, hey, I'm picking two noses at once. You can join the circus, but there's no more circuses because they have to shut it down because, you know, cruelty to animals, and clowns are human too, and we can't have a bunch of people under one tent because they're all going to get sick. So they're going to give you a vaccine that'll make you grow a second nose or a fourth eye, and you can't even join the circus. Welcome to 2020, kids. All right, imagine 2021. 2021 just waiting in the wings, rubbing its hands, going, I'll show you. I know. See, there's always levity somewhere. You got to find it. You got to dig. It used to be levity was just out in the field. You kick a rock, you find it. Now you got to dig a little. So, this is it's just beautiful. Resuscitation facilities. So you come in to get a shot to prevent yourself from going ka-choo-ka-choo. And you run the risk of being wheeled into a resuscitation facility. Following the adverse reactions experienced by the two healthcare workers, again, out of how many? Somebody needs to figure it out. Because if it's 2 out of 4, they're going to need a lot more resuscitation facilities. Let's get serious. Brother Michael, I come to your program for seriousness. Can you really? They're saying Joe Biden got 80 million votes. There's counties where the voter turnout was 173%. Come on, Sirius left the building long, long ago. All we got to little mirth and laughter and the hope that is Christ. So, following the adverse reactions experienced by the two healthcare workers, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, don't you love how many agencies there are? Just full to the rafters of incompetent people who know nothing. But hey, the Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency issued precautionary advice, which said that people who have a history of a significant reaction to medicines, foods, or vaccines should avoid taking the coronavirus vaccine. Well, I just developed a nut allergy. What else can I? Oh, I am. I'm allergic to aspirin. I found out when I got stung by a bee and my mom gave me aspirin for the pain. And I swelled up to 3 times the size I had after getting stung by the bee. So there you go. I have an exemption. Even if they come to offer their free miracle cure that may send me into anaphylactoid reactionary shock, I have a reason not to take it. So there you go. You should probably think about developing some significant reaction to medicines, foods, or vaccines quickly. The new advice went on to state, resuscitation facilities should be available at all times for all vaccinations. Vaccinations should only be carried out in facilities where resuscitation measures are available. So, in layman's terms, because they're English, first of all, and second of all, it is the Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, what they're saying is this. If the vaccine almost kills you, be near somewhere where you can be resuscitated. So what happened to healthy? Because look, I'm not one of these guys, oh, Trump can do no wrong. This whole vaccine thing, lunacy. Thankfully, he said people will have the option to take it or not. It's not going to be federally mandated. It just get distributed by the Army because they have the best distribution. And right now, the United States Postal Service doesn't know what it's doing. But be near a resuscitation center just in case. In comments made to Breitbart London on Wednesday, the NHS spokesman said that vaccination hubs all follow the guidelines set by the MHRA. The NHS also said that it is seeking further information and will issue further advice following investigation. So we'll see how many it ends up killing before they go, maybe we rushed it. Two out of how many? That's the key question. The NHS described anaphylaxis, or anaphylaxis, depending on where you reside in these United States, as a severe and potentially life-threatening reaction to a trigger such as an allergy, which is the result of the body's immune system overreacting to a trigger, such as certain types of medication. A professor of pharmacoepidemiology. Repeat after me. Pharmacoepidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. There is a school of hygiene. Year one, class one. Wash your dirty hands. Year two, class two. If you begin to smell, take a shower. Year three, class three. They invented deodorant. Avail yourself of it. So, the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. You know what? If they came to interview me and I was a professor of pharmacoepidemiology at the London School of Hygiene, I'd prefer to remain anonymous. But hey, he didn't. His name is Stephen Evans. And he said, allergic reaction occurs with quite a number of vaccines and perhaps even more frequently with drugs. Yes, drugs are bad. So it is not unexpected. So it's not unexpected that people are having anaphylactic reactions to a vaccine that was supposed to save them from the heinous existence of coughing and having a fever for a couple of days. The Pfizer data showed that about 0.6% of people had some form of allergic reaction in the trial of the vaccine. Wow! 99.8% of people survived the coronavirus. So basically, if you just take the raw numbers, it's more dangerous to get the Pfizer vaccine than it is to just, you know, wash your hands. And if you get it, power through it by what? 0.4%. The only thing that is contraindicated with this vaccine, meaning you mustn't have it, who doesn't know what contraindicated means? People need to stop making snot bubbles in school and learn words. The only thing that is contraindicated with this vaccine, meaning it mustn't have it, is hypersensitivity to the vaccine or any of the other things in the vaccine. But some people won't know if they have hypersensitivity to some constituents of the vaccine. So if you've always wanted to know what gambling was like, but you never got up the courage to go gamble, here's your chance. Go take the vaccine, and then you will know if you have a hypersensitivity to some constituents of the vaccine. Professor Evans said it would be wise for those who have a history of allergic relations, such as those who need to carry EpiPens, to put off taking the vaccine until the reason for the allergic reaction has been clarified. Dum, dum, dum. So, welcome to utopia or dystopia, depending on which side of the aisle you are on. You can go and get a vaccine that'll kill you, but hey, don't worry about it. They have resuscitation facilities. So in case they almost kill you, they'll do their best to bring you back. And this is just like the starter reactions, man. We're, again, long-term, look up the Children of Thalidomide from the 50s and 60s. If you want to get a rude awakening into what can happen when you put chemicals into your body that shouldn't be there. Again, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not one of these people. No! But when it comes to something that was produced in less than a year that certain governments are talking about mandating you take, where people are getting melted face or Bell's palsy, where they're having anaphylactic reactions, allow me my skepticism, please. So now let's get into what has been happening in these United States. Because Texas, being Texas, see, I'm torn between Texas or South Dakota. I don't know which one I like better. Because Texas at one point kind of gave in and they had mask ordinances and all that. South Dakota never did. I mean, it's cold and there's not much in South Dakota to begin with. We were there one winter. I think it was like minus 28 degrees driving to the airport and just like seven or eight bison just standing in the middle of the road. It was fantastic. I sat there and just watched them for 10 minutes before they decided to move along. But anyway, I digress. 17 states support the Texas Supreme Court lawsuit alleging Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin elections were unconstitutional. 17. I'm going to go through the list of the 17 states that filed an amicus brief Wednesday, which was yesterday, supporting the state of Texas's lawsuit. They were Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. So the way I'm looking at this, because, well, they're saying it might be 20 by the time it's all said and done, but let's just take these 17. So you have 17 states where more likely than not, you're going to run across a citizen that has at least one firearm. And they are in direct contradiction and opposition to other states that eat tofurkey, have soy lattes, don't know which bathroom to use, and get coffee enemas just because they were feeling a little under the weather. Who do you think's going to win this one? I'm not talking in the Supreme Court. Because there's people that are actually openly now talking about secession. Because if Mr. Robidoux Biden does get to take the oath of office January 20th and is summarily ousted out of office due to mental decline or the fact that his family is so corrupt, it makes, the Bushes look honest. Then Kamala Harris and whoever she's going to pick as VP, and like I said, I'm thinking butt gig. They are going to try to ram through the worst of the worst possible policies for this country. You will understand what it means to live in under tyranny. And all of these states, 17 so far, are looking around going, we're not signing up for this. Just because Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan decided to cheat, it doesn't, we're not doing this. So whichever way this goes, understand that we are a fractured nation. We are a nation divided. And there is no way around that. So Texas filed a lawsuit Monday, arguing that the battleground states violated the Elector's Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislature. Now, if we were going to follow the Constitution and the letter thereof, Texas is right. This is exactly what happened. Judges extended deadlines. Judges said, hey, come on in. You can vote without an ID. Your grandmama's dead, but you knew how she'd vote? Well, we can't disenfranchise your grandmama. Let her vote too. So Texas is right. If we're going to follow the Constitution. Now, we do have a majority of constitutionalists on the Supreme Court. So, again, wargaming this, if the Supreme Court sides with Texas and the other 17 states, then all of these liberal hellholes are going to burn their own cities to the ground. Because I don't see a lot of uprising taking place in Texas or West Virginia as far as the election being overturned. But the places that have already suffered will suffer some more. And this could very well spark what some would label a revolution. Sorry, that's just the way I'm seeing this. So the whole premise of Texas's lawsuit is that the Elector's Clause of the Constitution was violated. Additionally, Texas argues that there were differences in voting rules and procedures in different counties within the states, violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Finally, Texas argues that there were voting irregularities in these states as a result of the above. All of this is true. It's undeniably true. But everyone from YouTube to Google to Facebook to everyone in between has decided that anybody that dissents as far as calling Mr. Robidoux Biden president-elect is going to get their content taken down. So if Donald Trump manages to pull this off, if the Supreme Court sides with Texas and something is done to right this horrible wrong, the first thing administration has to do is break up Google, break up Facebook, and take away every protection and exemption that they have. Because these people decided they knew best, and they did everything they could. They used and leveraged the power of their multi-billion dollar corporations and internet thingies. That's right, I call them thingies. To sway the election of these United States. So did China. Because China knows that if Mr. Robidoux Biden becomes president, it's the good times rolling once again. Let's contextualize here what's happening. You have one side that has no problem selling its soul to the Chinese because the Chinese pay well. But see, the Chinese have long-term plans. They don't care that they have to shell out a few million or a few billion dollars if 20, 30, 50, 100 years from now, they control everything. You have even Republican senators selling out the American working class by allowing a glut of new H-1B visas to come in and take American jobs. So if you are an American citizen, especially if you were born here, I'm an immigrant. But if you were born here, understand that as a citizen born in these United States, you're about to become a second-class citizen to everyone else. Every single minority with a chip on its shoulder, from, I don't know, the amputee to the albino to the freckled to the gingers, everyone's going to have some sort of issue. They're going to have a grievance. They're going to want reparations. What? They promised that they were going to forgive the first $50,000 of student debt. How do you go about forgiving it? Because that money is owed. So you're not forgiving it. You're taking taxpayer money. And rather than giving the taxpayer a little relief, rather than giving the taxpayer some money back, you're going to take that and pay off the first $50,000 of every septum-pierced, tattooed, pink-haired loser chick that's working at the Starbucks and still doesn't know how to make a proper latte 6 months later. So working man be damned is what the assumed incoming administration is saying. It's going to get ugly, my children. It's going to get ugly. And the only true protection that you have, the only true place of safety that you have, is in Christ. Everything else will only take you so far, will only suffice so much. Even if you have pole barn after pole barn filled with all kinds of food, it will only carry you so far. If you don't have Christ, you have nothing. Now, understand this, because I know that some people who listen to this program listen to it for various reasons. They might not be saved, or if they are saved, they're Joel Osteen saved. Understand that no matter how much you try to mitigate, no matter how much you try to protect yourself, there is only so much that you'll be able to do. And there is a certainty in the knowledge that at some point you will have to count on Jesus. Look, I believe the word of God when it says that the just will live by faith. I believe the word of God when it says that we will be hated by the world for his name's sake. Now, a lot of people take comfort in the idea that those things have already happened. However, when Jesus talks about them, it's within the context of the last days. And if it's within the context of the last days, then be not deceived. Those things have not happened. Now, the lawsuit states that certain officials in the defendant states presented the pandemic as the justification for ignoring state laws regarding absentee and mail-in voting, and claims that the states flooded their citizenry with tens of millions of ballots, applications, and ballot in derogation of statutory controls as to how they are lawfully received, evaluated, and counted. Basically, Texas is saying these states cheated. And the states are saying we cheated fair and square, get over it. And Texas and 17 other states with the predominant ownership of guns and bullets alike, are saying, nay, nay, we will not get over it. Because you cheated. If you cheated, then you're a cheater. And cheaters shouldn't prosper. Never mind, take the reins of the greatest nation in the world and the most powerful nations in the world. So, the latest, before I leave you, are the following headlines. Joseph Robidoux Biden's brother is under federal investigation for his role in a bankrupt healthcare firm. And Mr. Biden is preparing executive gun control. Big, bold changes through executive actions on guns. So, what will these 17 states do when someone they deem as illegitimate says, we're coming to take your First Amendment and the means and your Second Amendment and the means by which you can defend yourself and your family? So, interesting times ahead, kids. For now, I leave you with the hope and the promise that I'll be with you again next week. I don't know if it's going to be live yet, but if it's not, we'll make it work. Please remember Brother Douglas and his wife, Jeanette, in your prayers. And until next time, Gino, if you've got anything to say, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. And we are in perilous times, like the Word of God says. Very perilous times. And you cannot argue the fact that, as Mike said, the election, the whole election situation, obviously, four states, and Wisconsin for sure, it was a fraudulent election on every level. 228,000 confined to House ballots sent in, 20 ballot harvesting locations in Madison where they brought in ballots and dropped them off, and they weren't verified. Absentee ballots sent in with not proper ballot to voting log. Matching up. So it's exactly what Mike said. Just keep praying for the whole Trump campaign, that God will help get victory, and that someone in the court system of America will see how much of this election was fraudulently stolen and taken by the Democrats. Thank you so much for listening to The Light of Truth.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are